540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The largest hospital in Gaza is now all but empty, says CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israel has been pushing for the evacuation of Shifa Hospital for weeks, and now with most of the Palestinian civilians out, Israeli troops hope to uncover a huge tunnel network under the hospital, which Israel claims is the main military command center of Hamas.
Israel has been denying that it reports that it ordered the evacuation. Internet and phone service has been restored to the Gaza Strip today. The blackout had forced the UN to stop its deliveries of humanitarian aid, and a shipment of fuel has entered the territory after Israel agreed to allow 2 diesel tankers into Gaza every day. Donald Trump has gotten some good news from a judge for a change.
A Colorado judge will allow former President Trump on the ballot, rejecting an attempt to bar him under the Constitution's insurrection clause. The 14th Amendment prohibits someone from holding office who engaged in insurrection or rebellion. This is the third ruling this month against 14th Amendment cases that revolve around Trump's involvement in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A storm is developing that could have an impact on Thanksgiving travel, says National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
The rain along the south, along the Gulf Coast, will be Monday afternoon, Monday evening, and then pressing into the southeast on Tuesday. Doesn't appear to be very heavy rainfall. The system itself, the frontal boundary, is moving pretty quickly, so doesn't appear to be impactful in that extent. But with respect to travel, any wet conditions will definitely cause some delays.
A massive snowstorm could pummel upstate New York next Wednesday into Thanksgiving Day. Controversial New York Republican Congressman George Santos could soon be kicked out of the House, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Santos insists he won't resign and has been denied due process by House investigators. Investigators who say he didn't cooperate with their probe. If he is booted, he'd be the 6th U.S. House member expelled ever.
Both members of the longest married presidential couple in American history are now in special end-of-life care.
Like her husband, ex-President Jimmy Carter, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is now in home hospice care. We asked hospice nurse Penny Smith to tell us just what it is.
We have nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains. We have volunteers. So we do everything from symptom management to educating the family on how to care for their dying person, educating them on what to expect when a person is dying.
Rosalynn Carter is 96 years old and was diagnosed with dementia early this year. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Scientists are working on a super reflective ultra white paint. Could be a tool in the fight against climate change. Suzanne Potter explains.
Researchers at Purdue University are hoping to bring to market a highly reflective paint that bounces heat off the surface, keeping things cooler, which reduces energy consumption. Emily Barber is a PhD candidate at Purdue who is working on the project. She notes that since energy is often produced by burning fossil fuels like natural gas, energy efficiency leads to fewer carbon emissions.
So especially in warmer climates, if we can keep that roof cool, we can keep the building cool, and therefore we don't have to use much HVAC. We can reduce greenhouse gas that way.
The paint, which may be available to consumers as soon as next year, has been shown to keep outdoor surfaces 8 degrees cooler than surrounding temperatures on a sunny day and up to 19 degrees cooler at night. However, Professor Jeremy Munday from UC Davis says the basic issue with global warming is that the Earth is absorbing more energy than it is emitting. So in order to keep up with the pace of humanity's carbon emissions, which cause the Earth to absorb heat, we'd have to put highly emitting white paint on 1-2% of the Earth, and that would harm wildlife and alter weather patterns.
CO2 levels are still rising, and so we're going to continue to be trapping more and more heat in. We're going to continue to rise, so we're going to have to keep putting more and more of these emitting surfaces up. And so unless we actually get to the root problem and bring CO2 levels back down. This is definitely not a long-term solution.
I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine today with a high of 52. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, 30. High of 50 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
November 18th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Right around the corner from Theodora Yauman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And if you haven't already, be sure to download the Civic Media app so you can catch This Week in Waukesha and all your favorite walk, radio, and civic media programs on the go. And you'll want to next week for Small Business Saturday as we move to a two-hour show starting at 7. And so you can catch the show while you're enjoying breakfast at one of our many fine restaurants and get some great shopping scoops for this special day as we have small business owners as many of our guests who had so much flavor to our university city, the city we love. And today we are honored to have for the first time his maiden voyage here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, Waukesha's police chief, my good friend Daniel Thompson. Chief, welcome. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Fantastic. And we've been trying to put this together for a long time, and the chief has always been very busy, so I never really wanted to bother you too much, but then I saw you at the last mayor's breakfast and just wanted to say a quick hello, and you said, hey, you know, I still want to be on your show, and you put me in touch with your assistant, and so really grateful that we could put this together. Especially as we approach the holidays. You know, it's supposed to be a fun time, but it's also a lot of things can happen. I know a Thanksgiving celebration last year, and a family member had started choking on something, and luckily we were able to first aid, but the rapid response from the New Berlin police was very rapid. And same time, I felt bad. I was like, gosh, she's, you know, as a female officer, she's going back on the job. And gosh, we could have given her a turkey leg or a little, you know, plate to take with us. But what kind of safety tips do you have for people, you know, during the holiday season, or things we should be vigilant about so we can make sure we have a safe as well as enjoyable holiday season?
Well, I'll tell you this. Waukesha is a very safe community. But even though it's a safe community, we should always be aware of our surroundings. When we have the season for shopping, we also have the season for predators who like to take advantage of those that are not aware. So locking your car doors, being aware of when you're entering in stores and leaving stores, when you're walking to your vehicle, and just be conscious of those things and trust your spidey senses.
Sure.
When your spidey senses are telling you something,
yep.
Trust it, right?
Sounds good.
Yep. And those are just those simple basic things will help you stay safe. But like I said, safe community, and enjoy the holidays. Try not to eat too much.
Yes.
And
eat responsibly.
Yes. But yep. just be aware of your surroundings. Sure. And don't be complacent leaving, like I said, your vehicles unlocked.
Right.
I still feel very safe, but I always lock my doors at home.
Sure.
It's
sure.
just
yep.
It's just the right
yeah.
thing to do, right?
Right, right. So, yeah, I am embarrassed I forgot to mention our very extraordinary producer, Anya. Anya, welcome to the show, and thanks for all that you do.
Yeah, good morning.
Real quick, Anya just had a very adventurous trip to our nation's capital this week. How did that go?
It went really well. I went to D.C. just for Tuesday to cover the March for Israel. I talked about it on Maggie's show, but for as quick of a turnaround as it was a really good trip.
Sounds terrific. And yeah, you know, I on a previous show, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I talked about that there had been a rise in a lot of anti-Semitism and a lot of anti-Islamic incidents, events, expressions around the country. And have we experienced much of that here in Waukesha, to your knowledge, Chief Thompson?
I want to say that we have not.
I didn't think we would.
But we are vigilant in maintaining relationships with our synagogues, our mosques, and other church facility churches and religious facilities in the community, maintain those relationships very well. But we have not, and I want to stay that way, have sure. not had any issues.
Yeah, and I think part of that's attributable to the fact that, you know, the metrics, we don't have large, you know, we have a diverse community, but we don't necessarily have a large, you know, say Jewish population or Islamic population compared to other parts of the metro area. But again, I think we should remain vigilant, as Chief Thompson says. And also, this discussion is very timely as we approach the 2-year anniversary of the Christmas parade attacks, where too many of us witnessed firsthand the results of acts of hatred of any kind, whether they be personal, random, or targeted towards a group, that oftentimes it's our children and children of all ages that are victimized. And, you know, this Tuesday, as many of you know, we have the Main Street Parade Memorial Dedication and Tal event. It's going to take place right at 4:39 p.m., the exact moment that the attack occurred. And we'll be gathering as a community on the second anniversary of the parade tragedy to dedicate the Main Street Parade Memorial. So, you know, last year the ceremony, the first anniversary, took place at Cutler Park, and that was very well done. This year it's going to take place right at the Five Points intersection in downtown Waukesha near 279 West Main Street, where the memorial's being placed. And we were talking before the show, that poses some different challenges for you, right, Chief Thompson, in terms of security?
It does, but we are prepared. We are very well-staffed for the event. How we have the area secure, working in partnership with the fire department and other local and federal partners, we are very prepared for keeping that safe. I will tell you this, so talking about this 2-year event that's occurring.
Sunday, December 3rd.
Yes. No, I want to talk about November 21st.
My apologies.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. It's because November 21 of 2021 is our 9/11 in the city of Waukesha.
Yes.
It's a well day said. That we'll never forget, right?
Yep.
But what this 2-year anniversary really signifies and exemplifies is the resiliency of this community, that incident not define us. What it did do, it refined us.
Yes.
It shows the strength of how strong we are.
Yeah.
And Waukesha strong is not just a word, it's an action.
Yeah.
And you're going to see it there on the 21st at 4:39 p.m. And that's what that Five Corners represents, is that this is a strong community.
Right.
But what's great about this community is that we are together in this. Yeah. So that's what makes us strong.
Yes.
And that's where we could actually, other communities could look at us and say, that's how communities should be.
Mm-hmm.
Is people actually care about each other.
Right.
It's not so much about identity. It's more about character.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and a really special moment for me was last year when the parade route used to come before, right in front of our studio here. It's since been rerouted, and I think for good reasons. But the day before, there were some Girl Scouts and Girl Scouts moms looking. Their location is right in front of the Easter Seals building next door. And they came and we invited them to come in and get warm, get some hot chocolate. And both mothers were there at the parade last year and were off-duty nurses. And so next thing you know, they were right there, you know, first responders. And the stories they told, the work that they did was just very riveting. And obviously, did many occasions they didn't get the results that they wanted, but I'm sure they also they did help save many lives. And it's just another great expression of the strength of our community.
And I will say this, there's policies that are written. And one of the policies for on the police side of the house is we do not traditionally convey citizens that are in medical need in our squad cars. That's right. For the fire department.
Yeah.
November 21st of 2021 was a totally different situation.
Yeah.
That's where doing the right thing was what we did. And policy had to go out the window. But that.
Right.
So between the fire department, off-duty nurses, doctors, regular citizens, sure. The police officers, it was incredible. If you think about it, the response,
mm-hmm.
but also the families, the victims' families.
Right.
They are incredible people as well.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. You know, it's... there's so many stories, and that's what I'm hoping for. You know, I've invited Mayor Riley was on the show last year, the day before the actual parade, and I'm hoping he'll come back. But I also, now that I have a 2-hour show, I'd love to invite some of these first responders that were there and share some of their accounts. Because it's just like exactly what you said, you know, everything went out the window except for, you know, the community coming together and helping, you know, helping those that were injured and just the continuing support we have for those that witnessed it, that probably are still dealing with certain mental health issues and all the other things.
So the Christmas parade, that event was traumatizing. In all my years, I have 33 years of law enforcement experience.
Right.
I worked homicide in Milwaukee.
Right.
You name it, I've seen
29 years with MPD.
29 right. years with Milwaukee. I retired for 2 weeks, drove my wife nuts. On May 4th of 2020, May the 4th be with you, I started with the Waukesha Police Department.
Wow.
In all those years, I can honestly say the most traumatized that I've been
mm-hmm.
emotionally and physically was that Christmas parade wow. event. So that's just me.
Sure.
I knew how that really impacted our department.
Sure.
And with that trauma, though, is working on resiliency, working on the wellness yeah. piece.
Yep.
And this is not, sure. we're not going to be
yeah.
victims of this. We are going to be not only survivors of this, but our community, our police department, our fire department, we're going to thrive
yes.
from this good. Event.
When we come back from these important messages, more from Chief Daniel Thompson on actually your own experiences handling the parade, as well as some things we have to look forward to with this year's parade and this year's holiday season. And don't forget Small Business Saturday, next week's show starting at 7 a.m.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You recognize the song?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to remember what
it was. The original comedy drama from Mary Tyler Moore Productions, and it was a police show about a fictional northern, maybe midwestern city. You're listening to that. We're back in This Week in Waukesha with Chief Daniel Thompson, and I've stumped the chief. This is the title song. That's Hill Street Blues.
That's it.
And that show really changed a lot of things, because it was either half-hour comedy sitcoms or the hour-long dramas like soap operas or other, you know, or serious or like police, you know.
Right.
But this was, you integrated some really crazy dark humor with serious dramatic moments at this precinct, Hill Street, that was in a kind of a bad area of the city. And all-star cast, including two former collegiate All-American athletes, Mike Warren, who played with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at UCLA, won some championships there. And then Ed Marinaro, the Heisman Trophy candidate, running back out of Cornell. So, but that was an amazing show. And yes, we are here again. It's the first time with Chief Daniel Thompson, so I thought we'd treat him to, you know, some police flavored music, if you will. So, hey, real quick, too, I want to give a big shout out to the Waukesha South football program. Had their season ending banquet on Thursday night at the Stackner Ballroom at Carroll University, and wanted to congratulate Tyler Williams, Chris Douglas Flowers, Logan Dable, and who's the fourth guy? This is killing me. If my wife's listening, she better text in. We'll get to him in a second, but they are all named honorable mention, all classic eight. So congratulations to them. That's, you know, in a lot of other conferences, you're talking first team or second team for sure.
Yes. Congratulations.
So, yep. So, Tyler Williams, Logan Dable, Chris Douglas Flowers, and, we will get that fourth person in there. My apologies, to Coach Wills for not remembering, but certainly remembering the captains who are also honored, Logan Dable, Vincent Mahalos, and Evan Stout. We're also honored, and many of the seniors too. Many of these young men have been playing together since they were in fifth grade, and a lot of them are looking forward to some great careers after high school. Many of them going to college, and Evan Stout's going to be at UW Eau Claire. He's my son, and Chris Flowers is deciding between a couple of very attractive offers, including the University of Minnesota in the Big Ten. And St. Thomas in Minnesota, where former teammates Tack Tadioka and C.J. Johnson have made a big splash as freshmen, breaking into the lineup or the rotation. So very proud of our black shirts. So here with Chief Thompson, before our little reprieve, we were talking about the parade and some of the wellness or the impacts, trauma, PTSD, mental health, but it leads to a bigger discussion that Chief Thompson wants to talk about with regard to wellness, especially as it relates to police.
Yeah, so historically, like when I started in 1991, that was before we had cell phones, there is this suck it up mentality. Something would happen, suck it up is just part of the job, and move on. And we never would look at the moral injuries, the things that we'd see every day, as how it would affect us. As a result of the Christmas parade event, actually an attack, we ended up working with First Responder Psychological Services. And at first, there was this reluctancy because getting officers open up and show that they're vulnerable and show that, hey, this did impact them. In the beginning, it was a challenge, but now it's amazing. The first responders, psychological services will show up at the department. The rooms are always filled. The officers are engaged in talking with them. They're sharing their feelings. By doing that, we have healthier, stronger officers. Here's what I learned from that event on my own individual perspective is chiefs, they carry the weight of the department. They carry the weight of things going on in the city.
Sure.
We're fixers, and we're always there to help others. What I learned from that Christmas parade event is that we're not good at an executive level of taking care of ourselves with things that bother us. And that really shed a light on me. I remember this was last year, right before November 21st. I'm watching a Disney show with my daughter and I got a tear coming down my eye.
Yeah, yeah.
And my daughter's like, why are you crying? I'm like, I don't know why.
Right.
Well, I ended up talking to the chaplain and 30 years of stuff, including parade, came out. Well, there's this group, it's called Law Enforcement Response Death Team. It was out of the state. They also created a peer support, but there's an individual by the name of Mike Saucy and a retired chief by the name of Dave Funkhauser who originated executive peer support. I'm a member of that executive peer support,
great,
received training,
sure,
but talking about it and working mm-hmm. with other chiefs and other executives, hey, we're right. human beings. We do get traumatized by stuff. Hey, sure. let's talk about it. Let's do better. And we are. We got a long ways to go, but we're doing much better with that.
That's great to hear. And so, and can I ask, where were you during the parade in 2021? Were you working that day, or were you off duty, or were you there?
So my daughter was supposed to be cheering in the parade, but the coach was sick, so the cheerleading squad didn't go.
Wow.
So I was at home, and I remember talking with my wife, like, what are we going to do? Then I saw that text came over from my sergeants.
Wow.
And I knew it was bad. So I was on scene within minutes of the event.
Wow.
Initially, I was told that 25 people were shot. And now I'm going to put you in the mind of a 29-year veteran.
Yeah, right.
Who's done a lot of shooting type events. I was at the Sikh temple,
sure.
I was at Miller Corps, I worked a little bit at the Zana Spa. So
sure.
I'm thinking one thing, but when I got there and I'm looking at the scene and I'm seeing the victims of this,
right,
it wasn't computing because
right.
the injuries weren't.
Sure.
And then one of my sergeants told me it was a vehicle.
Right.
And it was incredible. So I was there within minutes, saw the scene, got a good lay of the land, encouraged the officers, said, we're going to get through this.
Sure.
Saw amazing stuff, and I ended up going to the EOC and working there.
Wow. And so you're just like me. Like, I just about every year the parade's been going on. Three of the four children that live with us have been in the parade for their baseball team, their softball team, the dance team. And that was the one year we didn't have any children in the parade. And it was my first year marching in the parade as alderman. And I was in the front of the parade, so it was like that Man in the High Castle. I was in that alternative reality where the parade was a huge success, and there was so much exchange of joy, you know, wishing people Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, seeing people of all different backgrounds and all different ages. And so I didn't know about the crash until I was, like, almost home, or about the attack. And so really something. So we have some more important messages to take care of when we come back, more with Chief Thompson about the parade, preparations for the upcoming parade, and just some great tips for keeping our city safe and enjoyable for all of us. This week, Waukesha continues.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A huge hospital in Gaza City is mostly empty this morning, says CBS's Doug Williams in Tel Aviv.
Wounded could not. Premature babies had to remain there as well. The premature babies is something the Red Cross has said they're in touch with Al-Shifa Hospital officials on and with, and they're helping with.
A state judge in Colorado says Donald Trump's name can appear on the primary presidential ballot, but it's not a total win for the former president, says Metro State University Denver political scientist Norman Provisor.
Now you have a legal label placed by a legal authority, a court, on him that says he is an insurrectionist.
Thanksgiving travel this year won't bust your budget, says AAA's Nick Jarmusch.
Gas prices are pretty low right now. We've seen them steadily falling over the last 5-6 weeks. Airfares are up a little bit, but only about 5%.
National average for a gallon of regular today, $3.32. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Badgers get a win at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers men's basketball team snapped a two-game losing streak with a 78-68 win over the Robert Morris Colonials, a small private university out of western Pennsylvania. Wisconsin now 2-2. They head to Virginia on Monday night. NBA, the Bucks with a victory in Charlotte. Milwaukee turning up the heat in the fourth quarter to win 131-99 over the Hornets. Seven Bucks players with double-digit scoring. Damian Lillard had 27 points and says it was nice to get a win on the road, or as he calls it, roadkill, especially in an in-season tournament game.
I mean, anytime you can get some roadkill, it's always good for your team. In this in-season tournament, we want to be able to win all these games and give ourselves an opportunity in the end. We know that the point spread is going to be important, so we had to keep our foot on the gas tonight as well. And I think that's good for our mentality. You know, once we get teams down, we got to put them away.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Bright sunshine today with a high of 52. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, 30. High of 50 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today,